and welcome to another episode of the Menswear Style Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Booker, and on this episode, I'm going to talk to Ryan Palmer, co-founder at London Sock Company, and I'm going to pull a short clip from the website here, which you can find, by the way, at www.londonsockcompany.com. The London Sock Company, or LSC, was built on a belief that the little things like socks make a big difference. At LSC, we believe that putting on a great pair of socks in the morning has the power to transform not just your style, but your state of mind. Our founders created this brand in 2013 to help men add a dash of colour, embrace their personality, and be inspired to be the best version of themselves. Great socks aren't just a finishing flourish on an outfit. They are the first steps to effortless style. So that interview with Ryan to come, and I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. We actually hit it off quite well, I thought. We talk about how they fought out of the box as a company to get the likes of David Gandy on board as an ambassador, and what happened when Daniel Craig tried on their socks. So plenty of takeaways. I think you'll enjoy this one. But before we get to Ryan, don't forget to check out the show notes at www.menswearstyle.co.uk, and we're on the social at Menswear Style. Now, if you want to come on the podcast and tell us about your brand and your journey, you can email the show here at info@menswearstyle.co.uk. Okay, let's get to it. This is a good one. I hope you enjoy it. Here is that interview with Ryan Palmer, co-founder at London Sock Company. Well, it's my great pleasure to introduce Ryan Palmer to the show. Ryan Palmer is the co-founder at London Sock Company. How are we doing today, Ryan?
I'm very well, very well. Thank you for having me. It's great to be on.
Great to have you on. Whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm currently Lancaster Gate, so fairly central but west. Fortunately, very close to Hyde Park, which has been a bit of a godsend, to be honest, over the last months. Getting a bit of outdoor space is certainly, a breath of fresh air, no pun intended.
And you're from Scotland originally, is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually a bit of a mongrel. So I was born in Scotland. Both of my parents are Canadian. So they moved to the UK in their 20s and then moved up to Scotland in their 30s. And my sister and I were both born up there. But most of my family's back in Canada, in Toronto. And I've been living in England now since I was 19. So coming up for half of my life.
So you're acclimatized. Well,
exactly.
Ryan, perhaps you can give us a bit of a backstory to how you started London Sock Company, please.
Yes, it actually it came on the back of a bit of a brainstorm. My co-founder Dave Pickard and I were working in the kind of corporate world, you know, right in the city of London for a technology consultancy company. And we were both very entrepreneurial. We were both very kind of excited about, you know, kind of business ideas and new projects. And we saw a wave of subscription models kind of coming over from the US. And it was like the time of Dollar Shave Club, and every, you know, kind of like massive retailer was, you know, shaking in their boots around these disruptive new models of selling, you know, to customers with, you know, arguably kind of a cheaper but as good proposition. And, you know, we really started thinking about, you know, just, oh, where are there opportunities for a subscription, you know, kind of led brand in the UK? And we started off by just thinking, like, what does someone do from the moment they wake up in the morning to the moment they go to sleep? And, you know, then looking at, okay, well, where are there just observational growth areas in the market? You know, it was things like health and fitness. It was veganism and vegetarianism. It was men's fashion, you know. And then we kind of matrixed it out. We looked at, you know, what are all the reasons that this could fail? What are all the reasons that we think we can make this successful? Like, you know, do we think that there's anyone else out there doing a really good job of this? And the more we kind of got into it, the more we realized that actually there's just something about socks. And I'm not like, we genuinely try to get away from it so many times because we're not going to start a sock brand. I mean, that's just a bit silly. Like, why would we do that? It's socks. And the more we researched it, and the more we kind of looked into it, and the deeper we got into it, we just saw such a massive opportunity in a very kind of sleepy category where no one was really trying to reinvent a brand. No one was trying to own it from an aspirational luxury, about quality, about the experience. And I think what was kind of interesting as well was coming from that kind of corporate environment, it was very obvious that, you know, guys were just so uniform. They were all wearing the same color suits, the same color shirts, same color shoes, you know, and less guys were wearing ties. And the only real opportunities that they had was adding a bit of color through their socks. So for us, it was, you know, that kind of awareness of, right, you know, there's definitely something there. We can see the opportunity here. It's also very clear that, you know, there's a lot of the socks that were kind of being worn were on the more novelty side. You know, we just thought that, you know, yes, there's an opportunity here to really kind of try and create something that's aspirational, that's really high quality, that's an incredible experience, you know, that is going to help guys, you know, add some style, some personality, and ultimately add a bit of confidence and self-belief into how they look.
That's interesting that you say that. So we're talking about year 2013 when it launched, is that right?
We soft launched in 2013 in December. But we got let down by our factory, so we didn't actually have any socks. So we sold IOUs to friends and family, and then launched properly in January 2014 when our socks arrived.
Okay, and so but how many years before this was this in the pipeline from the first idea on the back of the napkin, market to conception? How long we're talking here?
We're probably talking, so we started brainstorming the idea, I think it was around March of the same year.
Okay. Oh, right. So pretty fast turnaround of idea to get it off the ground.
Yeah. Well, we genuinely thought, well, let's just do this until we come up with a better idea. That was the logic at the time. And, fortunately we were in a position where we both took a leave of absence from our jobs, which we were able to do. And, we just jumped in with 2 feet. Just went for it.
I love the fact that you were trying to find a better idea, but then realized, no, there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. We've fleshed out most scenarios and it's come up trumps every time. And you mentioned ties as well. So, I mean, I was just actually thinking of ties, thinking, well, this is, you have shirt subscriptions, and I don't know if you do have tie subscriptions. I'm sure people still do them. But it's of an age where people aren't really wearing ties, like you say. So it's not always going to be the go-to staple, even if people are going to the office these days because of the casualization of menswear, I guess, over the last two decades.
Yeah, totally. And I think for us, the subscription is just part of our business model. Like we do, you know, the majority of our business is, you know, kind of traditional e-commerce, you know, D2C. We've got wholesale as well. So, you know, we work with, you know, Harrods and Fortnum & Mason, Mr. Porter, you know, Matches Fashion and, you know, some other kind of high-end, you know, menswear boutiques and retailers. But most of our business is coming through that traditional D2C. And then we've got, you know, not an insignificant percentage, but it's not the majority on that subscription where members are receiving, you know, kind of one, two or three new pairs of their socks through the letterbox every month.
Right. Okay. And the socks are made, and maybe you can correct me, the socks are made of Scottish Lisle cotton. Is that right? Known as Mercer-sized cotton?
Mercerized cotton. Yeah, exactly. It's all good. We probably struggled to say it when we first started. So yeah, I mean, the majority of our cotton socks are from a kind of a really high quality yarn, you know, which is Scottish Lisle, or also known as Mercerized, also known as kind of Field of Cost as well. We do now have other materials as well, you know, in merino wool and cashmere and, you know, kind of other types of cotton, a bit more thicker gauge. We just launched some outdoor socks as well, kind of focused on kind of, you know, boots and a bit thicker. But it's just all about quality. It's all about that kind of customer experience. And, you know, I don't know, like socks are, it's an opportunity, right? You know, where it's one of the first things that most people do when they wake up. And you know, we have a lot of our customers kind of get in touch with us, kind of saying, you know, there's just something about pulling on a fresh pair of socks in the morning that can really, you know, put your day in the right kind of forefront.
Well, Ryan, you'd be a welcome dinner guest in this household, let me tell you, because my girlfriend is always on about me and my socks that kind of go through many life cycles beyond their pasture. And I don't think I'm the only guy out there that wears their socks to the last thread. I think it's handed down from dad, you know, from granddad to dad, you know, they'll always be wearing their socks. And then when it's right down to the bare bones, they'll use it and they'll polish their cars with it. You know, I think guys just hate throwing socks away. That's just my opinion on that. But Anastasia, my girlfriend, literally just goes through my sock drawer and without my permission now just has the final say. Judge, jury, and executioner.
You'll have to get involved. We actually run a sock amnesty. where we basically encourage people to send us their unwanted socks. We basically are upcycling them into other kind of other products actually. But yeah, it's just a common, I guess, kind of situation for I think most guys, where they just have that top layer of stuff that they wear, and then about five layers below it of, you know, kind of socks that haven't seen the light of day the best part of 10 years.
You start burrowing through and you think, Craig, I didn't even know this drawer was that deep. And then you get to the socks that you wore when you were at college. I might just be going through my own personal life story here, but forgive me for that. Also, it's interesting you mentioned the boot sock that's just been released. Is that right? That's coming out this winter?
Yeah. We just launched it last week, actually.
Great. Can you tell me a little bit about that, please? What people can expect?
The challenge that we kind of had was, you know, one, people are just being outdoors a lot more. And, you know, I think that whereas our socks were fine to kind of wear, you know, whether it's with trainers or smart shoes or even in home, you know, we just wanted something that was just going to be a little bit thicker, you know, kind of in terms of the material and the blend of the socks. And we've kind of added in some anti-bac as well. So, you know, they're fully kind of antibacterial. They don't smell, which is really nice. So we've kind of thrown a few features in too. But no, it's really just about, I think as much as anything, it was Dave and I just thinking we need to support people just embracing, you know, kind of the great British outdoors at the moment. Like everyone's stuck inside, everyone's frustrated, you know, let's just do something where we can actually try and, you know, kind of promote some get outdoors, you know, and try and get a bit of positive kind of impact from that through some fresh air and a bit of relaxing. Yeah.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
That's a nice touch. And I was speaking to a friend earlier today who's an avid customer of yours, and he posts regularly on Instagram and tags you and all that business. And I said, oh, you'll be interested in the podcast. I'm talking to one of the co-founders tonight. And he said, they've just released the bootcut sock. I was like, oh, great. Excellent. I'll ask him about it. He goes, yeah. No, I told him all about it 2 years ago on the feedback forums. I said, release a bootcut sock. So he's very chuffed that you've taken his suggestion 2 years ago and it's now come to fruition. So,
okay. Well, if you let me know who it is, I'll sort them out with some boot socks offline. Happy to.
Well, as a sidebar to that, him and I are in this kind of James Bond community, and so we kind of tag our clothes and brands and whatever James Bond wears we wear. And I think he tags London Sock & Co. because the rumor is Daniel Craig wears them.
No, it's true. Daniel Craig, it's actually his stylist, Gareth Scarfield, great guy, kind of on Instagram is kind of at Stylegazer, is a phenomenal supporter of the brand and just loves the product as well. And he was actually styling Daniel Craig for all the press and premieres for Spectre, and asked us if we could kind of get some socks to Daniel. And so we kind of sent them to Gareth. And it's quite a funny story actually, because he told us that, you know, there was a moment where he walks into the trailer and Daniel Craig is in there in just his underwear, pulling on a pair of our socks, saying how great they felt. And Gareth was like, I just wish in that moment I could have just taken a picture for you, because it just would have been absolutely phenomenal.
That'd be your splash page on the website.
No, I know. Unfortunately, we didn't manage to capture it, but I'm under fairly kind of assured kind of guidance that it did happen. And he is a London Sock Company wearer.
That's terrific. That's great news. Well, outside of Daniel Craig, you have other ambassadors on the website as well. David Gandy was an early investor in the brand. And there's a great article that people should go check out the website, by the way, londonsockcompany.com, because there's some nice early drafts of journals to get you going and how you introduced to the founders. And there's a nice picture of David Gandy. And I think it's your co-founder, Dave, on the couch, spark out.
That was the first evening that we met him, it was a very, very kind of entertaining, funny, amusing evening. You know when you just meet people and you just realize that, you know, they're just great humans, right? And we just got on really well with Gans, and you know, we kind of talked a lot about what we were doing, and you know, he'd actually kind of experienced the subscription and was just really keen to support and provide us with a little bit of, you know, his perspective in the menswear fashion industry, which is something that when we started, you know, we didn't really have a lot of experience in. And we got his attention by actually inventing a cocktail for him, which nice. Was for his birthday. And one of my really good friends just very conveniently is a world-class mixologist, and she enters competitions all around the world. And you know, kind of we knew that, well, we can get Gans like a box of our socks, but like, why don't we do something that's a bit more above and beyond? And I remember Dave kind of coming up with the idea, saying, why don't we just ask Dee if she'll invent a cocktail for him? And it was the day before his birthday, and managed to just drop her a message on WhatsApp, and she was in New York at the time, so we fortunately had some positive time difference, and just explained that we needed her help desperately to kind of invent a cocktail for David Gandy, and we knew that he'd liked an old fashioned, so it had to be strong. And I woke up the next morning, had a recipe in my WhatsApp, you know, kind of inbox. Had no idea exactly what it would taste like, but you know, backed her, and we put it into a really nice bit of card. We printed it, you know, framed it in a mahogany wooden frame, and put it on top of a 15 pair box of our socks with a personal note from us, just saying, you know, thanks for your support, because he'd actually worn them during London Collections, of which it was at the time. And, you know, we just wanted to say thank you. And also, you know, Joe, one of our other friends who knew David Gandy really well, told us it was his birthday. And we're just really excited. You know, one of our friends, you know, was really excited to invent this cocktail for him, which we aptly named the London Gandy. But the one condition was that we get to buy him his first one. Uh-huh. And we took it to the agency, you know, to select, like, how do we get this gift box to David Gandy? And they're like, oh, if you just leave it here, we'll put it in the room with all the others.
that huge room that's brimming and overflowing.
It's like, you know, it's just part of you sinks at that moment. You're like, just out of curiosity, like, how many gifts does he get? And,
yeah.
You know, without any exaggeration, she said to me, oh, we're sending an Addison Lee minivan round to his house later this afternoon. And that's why we're just like, he's not even going to open it. It's going to get re-gifted or something like that. Next morning had an email in my inbox from David Gandy saying he absolutely adored the London Gandy, you know, he'd love to kind of meet us for a drink and let's get something sorted. And 3 weeks later, that night that you kind of see on our blog with my co-founder Dave passed out on his couch was that night. Meanwhile, I'm cooking omelets in his kitchen and it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Just a very random night, but you know, great guy, and we get on really well. He's become a very good friend.
That sounds great. And yeah, the picture kind of encapsulates those moments of being out all night. But then he's got the dignity not to do any defacing today. Like, he's if this was like my mates over in Essex when I house shared, he wouldn't wake up with anything, you know, clothes, eyebrows, or anything. He'd have a new face tattoo the likes. But we know David Gandy's a much better human being than that.
He is.
Ryan, could you also talk about the personalized messaging that you did in the socks? I know you did this about a year ago, and I saw a friend do it. And because I followed his blog post, and this personalized message service was fantastic, because you open up the box and there's a video that you can actually record, and it was he did one for his dad that was quite touching. Is that still a thing for you anymore? Is that still going on? How did that project work out?
Yeah, I mean, it was originally just for, it was for a one-off. I mean, for us it was around how can we really encapsulate true personalization within, you know, kind of within gifting when you're sending something to someone. And, you know, thinking about that moment where you give someone, you know, kind of the gift, and maybe you kind of have a moment to chat to them or whatever. And we just thought, what if we were to actually kind of, you know, have a gift box where you could record a personal video message you know, that, you know, kind of the person you're gifting it to can experience the moment that they open up the gift box. And it did phenomenally well. We decided that we didn't do it last year. But you know, I think that, you know, we may well bring it back at a kind of even more improved level. So
right.
It's just something that I think worked really well. It's just nice to be able to kind of share that moment. You know, I think that was important for us.
Because it's nice to get the gifts, it's nice to get the socks, but it's also nice to get that kind of considerate thing, that extra mile, isn't it? Because I was listening to a podcast the other day where this guy was talking about the difference between being nice and being considerate, and how you can tell the difference is mainly how people gift stuff. So like, if I was to meet you, I could gift you like a nice bottle of wine maybe, and that'd be it. I'd have probably picked it up in the co-op 5 minutes before coming around your gaff. But a considerate present would be someone that knows you quite well and would know that you like a particular wine with a particular meal, and maybe they went somewhere else to get it. Or do you know what I mean? There's a nice bespoke esoteric touch to that present. And I thought that's what a considerate gift is. It's having that nice video message and telling someone something over a gift. So yeah, I hope you bring that back, because I thought that was really great.
Oh, thank you.
Ryan, maybe talk a little bit about the future as well. We know we've got the new boot socks coming out for Christmas. What's going on in the new year? Do you see that far ahead?
Yeah, we do. So I think first of all, acknowledging the challenges and the roller coaster of 2020, I think, you know, we're very fortunate, you know, to be a predominantly online D2C brand at the moment. I think, you know, there's been a lot of casualties in the bricks and mortar space, and I think, you know, there's going to be more to come. And you know, I think it's a challenging retail environment at the moment. I think that it's been a great opportunity. I genuinely believe that any business that is surviving this is a better business as a result. Just in terms of kind of the forced nature to pause, you know, take a step back, really kind of focus on the business instead of that constant kind of in the business where, you know, it doesn't really give you the same opportunity to think about your strategy, to think about your plan, to think about your focus, about actually what are the important metrics that are going to make this business successful or not. You know, what am I doing that is, you know, kind of more vanity over sanity? And I think it's been a great experience and opportunity for us, you know, as founders, to really kind of use the time to reflect on our business, to reflect on areas that, you know, we see we need to really kind of accelerate, you know, to support the continued kind of accelerated growth that we've been experiencing as a brand. So, yeah, I mean, I think looking ahead now, it's a combination of, you know, one, refinement. You know, I think for us, it's all about the customer experience. It's all about, you know, wanting to create an amazing product, but go beyond that, you know, to make sure that our customers really kind of feel that there's no risk to buying our products. You know, I mean, we have a sock sure guarantee. If anyone has a problem with their socks, you know, we'll solve it. You know, it's just part of the brand that we're trying to create. But I think kind of looking ahead, it's really just about evolution. It's about, you know, I think if nothing has become more apparent, you know, from this year, is it's around making sure that you're supporting needs of customers for lots of different situations. So, you know, hence, you know, boot socks and launching boot socks was kind of like our first real kind of, you know, kind of venture into the outdoor world. I think next year, really, the plan is to continue in that kind of journey and really kind of start solving more problems for customers. To your friend's perspective, that have been telling us this for the last couple of years, so it's given us a bit of a rocket up our backsides to actually, you know, accelerate a lot of that stuff. So yeah, we're really excited.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to see the new stuff, and I'm going to be tuning into the Amnesty program as well, so people can upcycle their socks and pass it on. So it doesn't just have to sit in your garage and bleed your radiators. You know, they can go to good homes and become.
Yeah. Well, what we're doing with it is we're actually upcycling them and turning it into. I won't share exactly what it is yet, because it's still kind of being finalized. But basically, some nice kind of accessories for homeless people that kind of struggle with certain things. So. They're not staying with socks. So they'll. Yeah.
don't I was worry. Thinking you're going to farm it out into one big sock. It's going to break records across the world. Well, listen, you're doing the Lord's work. Thanks again, Ryan Palmer, co-founder of London Sock Company. And again, you can check him out and get some decent socks for yourself or your loved one at londonsockcompany.com, and follow the journey on Instagram as well at London Sock Co. Ryan, thanks for taking time out.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Speak to you soon.
Thanks, Peter. Cheers.
Well, how about that? As you could appreciate, I could have talked to Ryan for hours, mainly about Daniel Craig and a little bit about socks. Why not? But another place, another time. In the meantime, make sure you're supporting the good guys and head over to londonsockcompany.com and treat yourself or your loved one to some awesome high-quality socks. That's it from my end. Thanks for tuning in. And if you like what you're hearing, leave a review. It does help our egos. And until next time.